Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph Nivet, the very top, almost the top of the Amud. About to take a look at Mishnah Chet and several other Mishnayot of the fourth pair, continuing on with the theme of Shvuot Ha'edut. Mashbiani Alechem Lo Tavoy To Idun Yishamar Ish Ploni Detain Matayim Zuz V'lo Natan Hare'ilu Pturim. Continuing with the theme of the previous Mishnah, which is those claims that are not directly Tfiat Mamon, are not subject to Shvuat Ha'edut. So if a person says, you are witnesses that this guy promised to give me some money, and never gave it to me, then they're patur. She'ein chayavin ella al Tfiat Mamon v'pikadon. It has to follow the model of a pikadon, in which there's a real claim for money that's really owed. Mashbi ani aleichem k'sheteidu li edut sh'tavoi v'taiduni. If somebody sets it up for the future, saying, you're going to have testimony about something that will happen later, so I'm putting the shvua in now that you'll testify, re'lu p'turim. Why? Nesha kadma shvua la'idut. In that case, the oath came before the testimony, before the witnessing. Now, amad v'ed ha'knesset v'amar, mashpi ani aleichem she'im atem yodim li'idut, sh'tavu v'ta'iduni. If he stood up in shul, let's say, and said, I'm being mashpi on all of you, that anybody who knows eidut should come, re'lu p'turim. Why? Ajimit kaven lahem. Meaning he has to identify who he's looking for, not just say anybody here. Amar l'shnayim, mashpiyani aleichem ish ploni uploni she'imatem yodim li edut shtavoy ta'iduni. If he says to two specific people, I'm being mashpiya you, and calls them my name, that if you know edut, you'll come, shvua she'inan dim l'cha edut, and they deny it, v'hem yodim lo edut, eimi p'yed, and the only testimony they have is eimi p'yed, meaning hearsay, o shahaya achad men kor pasula, one of them was invalid, ha'reilu p'turin. Meaning the only way it works is if they really could testify and the testimony would be valid. Now, shilach bi'aravdo, this we saw invoked earlier, o shomar lena nipa. Let's say that the tovea sent an agent or sent a slave, or that the nipa, the defendant, said, look, let's get this over with, come and testify already. Until, ad shishmu umi pi'a tovea. They have to hear directly from the tovea that he demands that they come. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Mashbiyani alechem im lo tavoi v'ta'iduni sh'amar ish ploni ten li matayim zuz v'lo natan yechol yu chayavin. So this is the kind of background on the first Mishnah, which is I might think that if they had testimony that this guy committed to give them money, that they'd be chayav, tamud lomar, techata, techata, l'gzera shava, our gzera shava that we already used a lot in the previous podcast, between shvuat ha'edut and shvuat ha'pikadon, nemar ka'tachta v'nalan tachta malahan v'yat mamon v'yeshto afkan v'tviyat mamon v'yeshto. It has to be a situation where there's a claim for money that the guy really does have. Okay, mashbiyan aleichem k'shetidu le'edut, etc. The setup for the future. Talking about mashbiyan aleichem k'shetidu le'edut, tavoy t'aduni achol yuchayvin. I might think that a setup for the future would work. Talmud lomar, v'shama'a kol alav, v'hu eid o ra'o yada. He hears the imprecation and he already was an eid. Mishikar ma'edut l'shvua, v'lo shikar ma'shvua l'edut. Therefore, the witnessing had to happen before the oath was administered. Now, Amar b'vet ha'knesset v'yamar mashpiyani aleichem. Let's say the guy stood up in shul. Amar Shmuel, afilu edav b'nei'en. Even if he really has edim among the group in shul. Pshita. That's obvious, because that's the case. So, lo tzricha d'kai lavayu. Even if he's standing right near those two witnesses. Ma'odotei mekaman d'amar l'hudami. I might think it's as if he's really speaking to them. He just doesn't want to embarrass them. Says it public, in a generic way, kamash malan. Tanei amihachi. Let's say he saw a group of people standing around, and included among them was his witnesses. And he just said it in a general way. I might think they'd be chayav tamalomar v'hu eid. He is a witness, meaning harei lo yichid edov, which means you have to identify the witness. He didn't identify the witnesses. Even if he pointed to them, and he said, "You guys who are standing here." If he identifies them as those witnesses, then it's valid. So, Amar l'shnai mashpi ani alechem. Amar l'shnai mashpi ani alechem. Ploni ploni imatem yodim le'edut. Tavoi ta'iduni. Dino yodim ben p'yero sh'ayachar mi'en k'ro pasul yochayav v'chol yochayvin. Following the same pattern, I might think you'd be chayav in a case where their testimony is invalid, but they do no testimony. Tamalom no yagid v'nasav v'no. Therefore, the text says, if he doesn't testify, he's guilty. Bruyin lahagadah katum daver, only people whose testimony would be accepted. Keshilach biyad avdo. So the end of the Mishnah said, or the last Mishnah said, that if the Tovea sent an agent, or the Nitpa came. It doesn't hold. Tanorban Shilach Biyalav Do Shamar Lan Nitpa Mishpiyani Mashpiyani Alechem. Shvatem Yodim Leidush Tavoi Taidui V'Taudihu. Echoyu Chayavin. I might think that such a case Chayv Tamalomim No Yagid V'Nasa Avuno. Meaning my Talmuda. Now the word Lo is written Lamed Vav Aleph, and that's how we read it. Amrolazorim Lo Yagid Ktiv. Meaning it's written Lamed Vav Aleph. Meaning im lo yagid, because the word lo with a vav means to him, and lo means with an aleph means the negation. So he reads it im lo yagid, meaning if he doesn't speak to him, v'nasavuno im lacher lo yagid patur. But if he denies it to somebody else who's not the guy who's got the problem, then he's patur. Okay, the last mission of the parak mashpi ani aleichem mitzave ani aleichem. If this is now the formulation of the oath, if the fellow administering the oath says Mashpiani Alechem or Mitzaveh Ani Alechem, I'm commanding you, Osorchem Ani, I am asring you, Hare Elu Chayavin, that works. If now there's another component that we did not yet mention anywhere in the Masechet, it starts here, and that is the introduction or use of Shem Hashem when making the Shvuat. So if you say Bashamayim Va'aretz, the allusion, of course, being to the one who's the creator of heaven and earth, Harelu Pturin, that's not called a shame. But Ba'alef Dalet, which most Rishonim understand, means that you said Adon and then finished it off. Or Biyod Hey, which most on Rishonim understand means you actually said the Yod and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, the Shem Hashem. Bishaddai, Bitzvaot, or, those are all names, and of course Yod and Hey and Vav is the Shem Forash, the others are names of Hashem. Bechanun V'rachum, meaning the one who is gracious and compassionate. Be'erach Apayim, the one who is patient. Barav Chesed, the one is full of loving kindness. Uvachol Akinim, or any other cognomens for God, Hareilu Chayavin. So the only odd man out is Shemaim Va'aretz. We'll see all of this in the Gemara. Hamakalel Mechulan, by the way, if you use any of these names to curse God. Chayav, Dir Meir, this we saw in Sanhedrin. Meir says, Yechayav, Chachamim Potrin, unless you use Shem Hashem. Hamakalel Avivimo Mechulan, and the same Machloket. If you curse your parents using any of these names, Chayav, Dir Meir, Chachamim Potrin, again, until you use Shem Hashem. Hamakalel atzmo, let's say you curse yourself. V'chaveiro, or you curse just another Jew. V'chulan, over belotase. And that everybody agrees, there's a lotase involved, but no chiyuv mita. Now, if you said, Yakecha Adonai Elohim, which is the language of the Tocha, and you use that to curse somebody, or V'chein Yakecha Elohim, just says it in a slightly different way, Zuhi Allah Tuvava Torah. That is an imprecation. And that's an example of a curse. What happens if you say it the opposite way? Which means, if you do what I ask you, God won't hurt. Al yakeka, vivarcheka, v'yitiv lecha. But the implication being that if you don't do what I'm asking you, then God will hurt you. Remeir v'chayev, he says that's also a klala. Chachamim potrin, they disagree. Okay, let's take a look at all of these. Mashpiani aleichem, my kamar. In that opening line, what does it mean? Mitzaveani aleichem, what does it mean? Am Rav Yehuda achi kamar. Mashpiani aleichem bishvamu abatorah. When you say Mashpi Ani Aleichem, that means I'm involving or I'm invoking the oath that's in the Torah. Mitzaveh Ani Aleichem means Mitzaveh Amurah Torah. Usachem Ani Beisur Amurah Torah. And these are all things that come in the context of an oath, like Tzava'ah in the context of the Sota. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye turns to him and says, Elahadetan Rabbi Chiya Kovelchem Ani, which means I'm tying you down. Harelu Chayavin, why would that be meaningful? Kovel Baal Rai to Miktiv, there's no such word in the Torah. So it can't be that you're invoking a word in the Torah. This is what it means. Mashpi ani aleichem bishvua, or mitzaveh ani aleichem bishvua, or sechem ani bishvua, or kovachem ani bishvua, which means whenever you use these words, the assumption is that it's bishvua. Okay, but aleph dalet biyod hey, we mentioned these different names. Shadai b'tzvaot, chanun rachum rechapayim, chesed, lemem lechanun rachum shemot inu? You can tell me chanun rachum is a name of God? Because we knocked out shemayim v'aretz. Must be that Chanun Rachum and Erech Apayim, etc., are all names of God. Or Mini, we have a challenge to that. Yesh Shemot Shenim Chakin, Ve'yesh Shemot Shenim Chakin. Certain names of God you can erase, certain you can't erase. Eloein Shemot Shenim Chakin, which ones cannot be erased? We're going to El, Elohecha, Elohim, Eloeichem, Eyasher Eyeh, Aleph Dalet, meaning Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, Yod and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, Shaddai Tzvaot, or Eloeinim Chakin. Aval hagadol hagibor v'anura adir hachazak ha'amitz ha'azuz chanun v'rachum hachbam rav chesed, all of these descriptions of God harelu nimchakin, These are attributes that you might even say about somebody else, but not in that context, maybe. But they're not names of God. So which is it? Amar Abaye, matnitin b'mishehu chanun. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where you said, I'm administering an oath by the one who is chanun, b'mishehu rachum, kamar, the one who is rachum. Amar Le Rava, Rava said, ihachi b'shamayim v'aretz nami. So shamayim v'aretz should also work. B'misha shamayim v'aretz shelo kamar. You meant whoever it is that created heaven, God. Hachi hashta, the answer is no. Hatam, nothing else in the universe is called Rachum Chanun. So Abaye says, it doesn't mean that you said B'mishu Chanun. It means when you say Rachum Chanun, you're referring to the one we all know is Rachum Chanun, and nothing else is called Rachum Chanun. But here, the heavens and the earth exist separately. They're not character traits. They're things. They're places. Shemayim v'aretz kamari. I might think that he's taking an oath by the heavens and the earth, just like Moshe invokes the heavens and the earth as witnesses against Bnei Israel. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to an important detour here about Shemot. Katav Aleph Lamed Mi Elohim. Let's say you're writing and you wrote the first two letters of the word Elohim, or Yod Nehe Mi Hashem. Harez Enu Mchak. You can't erase them because those are also names. Shin Dalad Mi Shaddai or Aleph Dalad Mi Adoni, etc. Tzadi bet mitzvaot or is in mchak, because those don't mean anything. Tzadi bet means a frog, but that's hardly a shame. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with tzvaot from the get-go. Tzvaot kulon imchak. You can erase the word tzvaot in totem. Sholini krat tzvaot el al shem Yisrael. Hashem is only called tzvaot because Am Yisrael is tzvaot. So Elohei tzvaot means the God of Am Yisrael. Shinemar vahotzeti at tzivotai to me b'nei Yisrael. God says, I'm going to take my tzvaot, which is B'nai Israel, out of Egypt. My army, my people, my hosts. Amar Shmuel, in Aloha Karbiosi, says we don't rule that way, and Tzfaot is a shame. Tana Rabbanan, kol ha-tafel la-shem, ben mufanam ben el-charav, ha-iz in mchak. Any suffix or prefix of a shame can be erased. Fanav ketzat, what's the fanav? La-shem, the lamed can be nimchak. Ba-shem, the bet nimchak. Va-shem, vav nimchak. Me-ashem, mem nimchak, etc. She-ha-shem, find that in Tillim. Shin nimchak, and ha Hashem, which I've never seen, hey nimchak, ha Hashem, that we have often, chaf nimchak, but lacharav ketzad, what's a suffix? Elohei nu, the nun can be nimchak. Elohei hem, the hey hem can be nimchak. Elohei chem, chaf mem nimchak, nimchak. Acherim omrim, they disagree, lacharav eno nimchak. Suffixes cannot be erased because shekvar kitshu Hashem, kitsho Hashem. The shame already is makadish the rest of the word. Elohechem, Elohim shalachem. Amravuna alocha kacherim. That's how we rule. Okay, now, kol shemot amurim b'Torah bi Avraham Kodesh. Here we deal with, whenever the word Elohim shows up, and Adonai, meaning my masters, what does that mean? Does that mean a holy name, and if it's in a Sefer Torah, etc.? Or do we regard it as a chol, meaning masters, etc.? So now, kol shemot amurim b'Torah be'Avraham, and when it says Avraham, it's referring to Perek Yud Chet, a Breishit, which is both the Annunciation scene, and Avraham's negotiations with God about Sdom. So all those mentions there are Kodesh chutz mizeh shuchol, except for the first one where it says, Vayomar Adonai, im namatzati chen be'inacha. And there you understand that he's talking to the Malachim, and he's greeting them as my masters. Chanina, but just take a look at the Rabbeinu Bachya there. Chanenu v'anachi Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Lazar v'Nazari v'Shum Rabbi Lazar Modai Amru, they disagreed and said, Av Zekodesh, it's also holy. Now, we have a side point. So who was that? Who was Avram talking to at that point? To the Malachim, his guests, or to Hashem? So follow this. Come on, Azla Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Follow this statement of Rav. G'dolach, Nasarochim HaKotav HaKabalah Pen Shechina. Greeting guest is greater than greeting Hashem. Come on. Ki'oto Azug. So that follows Rabbi Lazar Modai. Because they say that this, when he said Hashem, al natav al avdecha, he's talking to Hashem and saying, please wait a minute while I greet the guests. Not talking to the guests, saying, please come here. And that's because, of course, greeting guests is, in this matrix, greater than Kabbalah ben Ashchina. Now, kol shemot amrim belot, all in the Lot story of Lot's escape from Sodom, every time that it says Elohim, etc., that's all chol, and it's a reference to the Malachim he's talking to. Chutz mizeh shukosh, except for this one line, shenemar, vayomer lot Elohim al na Adonai, please Adonai, don't, meaning my masters, If you like me, let me run away and go to Tzoar. Right? I can't go further than that. So why do we say that's Kodesh? Meaning he's asking him to please stay the destruction until he can get out. And so it must be the one, he must be speaking to the one who has the power to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol shemot hamorim be-Navot, meaning in the story of Navot, Yisraeli, the neighbor of Achab, in Malachim Aleph Perek Chaf Aleph, that all those mentions of Elohim in that parsha are all Kodesh, even though it was a kangaroo trial where he was trumped up charges. B'micha, in the story of Pesel Micha, in Shoftim Yud Zayin Yud Chet, that's all Chol. Rabbi Elazar Omer B'Navot Kodesh, B'micha Yeshman Chol Yeshman Kodesh. He agrees about Navot. He says, in Micha, some of them are Kodesh. Aleph Lamed Chol, every time it says El Elohim, that's Chol. Yod and Hey, but when it says Shem Hashem, that's Kodesh. Chutz Mizesh Aleph Lamed V'u Kodesh, except for the one mention of Elohim, that's Kodesh. Kol Yemei Heyot Beit HaElohim B'Shiloh, when it says that the Shevet Dan set up the Mikdash up in Dan, and Yonatan ben Gershom ben Moshe was the Kohen, it was there as long as Beit HaElohim B'Shiloh was around, and that's the Mishkan. That time Elohim is a real Kodesh name. Kol Shemot HaAmurim B'Givat Binyamin, the last three chapters of Shoftim, the worst story, frightening story in Tanakh, Pilagish B'Givah, all of those mentions of Hashem, Belazar Merchol, Rishu Omer Kodesh. Alright, so we have Machloket. Amar Lor Belazar, Rechim Avtiach, Veino Seah, how can you say that they approached Hashem and Hashem said, go to war, and they got wiped out against Binyamin the first 2 days? How could that really be in Hashem? Amar Lor Rishu, Amashiv Tiach Asa. Hashem never promised they'd win. He said, go to war. Veim Lo Bichanu Im Linitzoach Linatzeach. They didn't check, they didn't think to ask, are you sending us to war to win or lose? The third day, when they were more careful about it, then he allowed them to win. Shneimar, Nechas Mazar ben Aaron, Homed lefanav b'yamim ahem le'mor ha'usif od latzeit l'mechama im b'nyamin achi im echtal. And Hashem said, go, because now you're going to win. Okay, kol shemot hamurim b'shir hashirim kodesh. In Shir Hashirim, every time it says, hamurim b'shir hashirim kodesh, every time it says Shlomo, it's really a reference to Hashem. Shir Lemisha Shalom Shalom is Parshanut on the first Pasuk. Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo, meaning it's a song to the king who to whom all peace belongs. Chutz Mizeh, except for one exception. Karmi Shali Lefanai, I have my vineyard. Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo. And Shlomo has 1,000. Shlomo L'Didei, that's the real Shlomo. Matayim L'Notrim Et Piryo. And there's another 200 for those who guard his fruit. Who's that? Rabbanan, the teachers. Some people think even the next one is Chol. Shlomo's bed is surrounded by 60 heroes. Now, Af Zevlo Mevay Aech, you mean this one also, and the first one is certainly? Shmuel has a ruling where he says that if a kingdom kills 1/6 of humanity, they won't be punished. Shenemar Kamisha Lifanai, Ha'elef Lacha Shlomo Machuta de Rekia. Now Shlomo has 1,000, meaning Shlomo, that's Hashem, and 200, that's the rulers here, right? So 200 out of 1,200. So Shmuel lo katana kam lo keishomim. That means Shmuel says that the first mention is Kodesh, and we said that Tanakama says that's Chol, and the Yeshomim says both of them are Chol. Ela Tanakama vi achikamar. This is how it should read. Yeshomim says Kodesh, v'zehu Chol, meaning that the Tanakhama said that the first pasuk, l'flacha shlomo, that's chol. The Yeshomim says, no, that one's Kodesh, this one's chol. Mitato. Shmuel davar k'Yeshomim. Shmuel said like the Yeshomim. Kol malchaya ha'amurim b'Daniel chol. Every time it says king, in Daniel it's Nebuchadnezzar. Chutz v'zeshu Kodesh, except for this one. At malcha malchaya, t'yaloshma malchute chasna v'takfa v'ikari ha'ivla. You are the king of kings, that the God of heavens has given you all of this glory. Some people say the next one's Kodesh also. Shneimar, Mare Chelme Lesana Chufashot La'arach. Man Kamar, who is it that Daniel's speaking to? If he's saying to Nebuchadnezzar and saying that your enemies should be destroyed, Sanute Maininu, who are these enemies? Israel. Melad Kalaylu Israel. Is Daniel cursing Israel? Tanakama Sava, Sonny Israel, Ika, Sonny of the Kohavim, Ika, what, do you think Nebuchadnezzar has no enemies except for Am Yisrael? He has lots of enemies. Daniel's referring to his other enemies. Okay, back in the Mishnah, we said, V'chol ha-kinuyim. Any of the kinuyim are valid for an oath. Harei luchayavin. And also, harei luchayavin, if you take an oath with one of the kinuyim for Shvuat Ha'idut or in the Anil Shvuat Uminu, the following challenge. This is the imprecation given to the Sota. Why does it say it that way? It already says that he's going to give her the oath. Because in our context, it just says the word Allah, imprecation. So therefore, it teaches us that our case of Shvuat Ha'idut involves a Shvuat. And in Sota, it's only Shem Hashem. Afkan b'shem, which means you can't say rachum v'chanun in an oath. Rabbi Elokash, Ar b'chanin min idi, Ar b'anan. That's the difference. Tanya, b'chanin min idi, Omer, ho'il v'yamra Torah yishavah v'yalti shavah. The Torah said, you have to take an oath sometimes, and not to take an oath. Kalel, you have to curse, meaning on harival, v'yalti kalel, you're not allowed to curse. So, d'ma yishavah b'shem, just like the oath that we're obligated to take is b'shem, afloti yishavah b'shem. So, the prohibition against lying is only b'shem. Ma kalel b'shem, just like the curse at Har Eval is b'shem Hashem. Aflot tekal b'shem, same thing. So he says it's only b'shem Hashem. And therefore he uses Allah Shvuah to connect Sota to our Shvuah in both directions. For Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? Igmiri gzera shava, ni b'shem ha-miyuchad. Then you only need the Shem ha-miforash. Other Shemot shouldn't work. Im lo gmiri gzera shava, ala d'shvuah himen alahu. But if they, here's the problem with the Rabbanan, if they don't accept the gzera shava from Sota to our to Shvuat Ha'idut, then how do you know that our Allah is an oath? Shema kol Allah, how do you know that's an oath? So nafkalu min tanya, the answer we got it from here. Allah ain't Allah eloshon Shvuah, and Allah is an oath. Chein omer v'ishpia kohen et ha'isha b'shvuat ha'Allah. We get it from the other pasuk in Sota. Hatam Shvuat ha'Allah k'tiv, but that's not just an Allah, that's Shvuat ha'Allah. Who says that an Allah stam is an oath? Hakikamar, Allah ain't Allah elo b'shvuah. Meaning an Allah, not that it is, but it can only happen through an oath. How do we know that an oath without an imprecation is as strong as an oath with an imprecation? Talmud Lomar, meaning the consequence. Shema kol Allah, meaning we read it, Shema Allah, v'shema kol. In other words, you hear the imprecation and the oath. He asks the same question. How do I know that the word Allah means an oath? An imprecation against Nebuchadnezzar. And in Divrayim, it's called an oath, a shvua. Okay, Tana, arur. The word arur, curse. Bonidui could imply an excommunication. Bo klal could imply a curse. Bo shvua could imply an oath. Bo nidu yichtiv oru meroz amar malach Adonai oru aro yoshveha. This in Shirat Dvorah. Cursing the people of Meroz who didn't come and help Am Yisrael in their fight. V'yamar ula v'yarbame ashipuri shamte Barak u'meroz. Barak took 400 shofarot and declared by having them blasted that the city of Meroz was excommunicated. So there the word aror is an excommunication. Boklala, how do I know it means a curse? Tichtiv, ve'eli yamdu ala klala, in Harival, uchtiv, arur ha'isha she'yasef esel. What's the klala? Arur. Boshvua, it's also an oath, tichtiv, v'ashpa yoshua ba'itah ilamo arur ish, lifin adonai she'akum v'anah te'er azot t'richo, etc. And it says, v'ashpa, and what's the lashon l'shvua? Arur. Ay, v'dim atarti avadlohu, maybe he did two things. Maybe v'ashpa, and separately v'arur. Ashpa'inu v'laitinu. From somewhere else. This is when Bnei Yisrael were chasing the Plishtim, and V'ish Yisrael Nigas Bayomahu, the army was getting a little tired. Yoel Shaul Ta'am Lemor, Shaul administered an oath saying, Arua Isha Shayocha Lechem, anybody who eats anything today is cursed. Uchtim, what happened to Yonatan? Lo Shema Bahashbi Aviva Ta'am, famous story that Yonatan, with the edge of his staff, picked up a little bit of honey and tasted it. And that led to the whole issue of Yonatan was going to die because he violated the oath that Yonatan did not hear when his father issued the oath. And so even though he said Arur, it's still called Hashbiah. Maybe Shaul also did two things. Ashbin, who made an oath, Vilaitun, and he also made the curse about eating. The answer is no. Mikti ve'arur. He didn't say, and cursed is the one who eats. He said, here's the oath, cursed is the one who eats. Same thing with Yeshua then. You can go back to Yeshua Vav and say, it's clear that Yeshua didn't have two different things. He doesn't say, and cursed is somebody who builds a city. Cursed. Amen. What does the word amen mean? Bo shvua can sometimes mean an oath. Bo kabbalat tvarim, it could mean that you're confirming something. Bo hamanat tvarim, it could be that you are putting your own imprimatur. We'll see what that means. Bo shvua, what's the shvua? Dichtiv, amai shaman amen, famous sota. Bo kabbalat tvarim, dichtiv, arur asheloichim et divrei Torah zot asototam. V'mar kol amen, at all of the imprecations at Harival, everybody says amen. The amen there is not that they're making an oath, but they're confirming this curse. Bo hamanat tvarim, it means that you're supporting or believing in these words. Dichtiv, yirmiyahu el, and yo amen, ken yasa adonai, kem adonai tvarecha. Yirmiyahu says to Hananya, amen, Hashem should do what you say. Meaning, I'm supporting what you say. I'm saying, yes, I agree, and it should be that way. Amar b'lazar, lav shvua, hen shvua. When God says that he's not going to do something, it's an oath. When God says he is going to do something, it implies an oath. Bishtam alav shvua, I see that with a lav dichtiv. V'yaodam amayim l'mabul. God says there will never be another flood. Uchtiv, ki menoach zot li ashenishbati. God says in your Yishayahu Anavi, that these are the waters of Noach about which I took an oath that they'll never happen again. Ela hein shvua min alan. How do we know that when God says he will do something, it's a shvua? The answer is svarahu. Makes sense. Be the law of shvua hein nami shvua. If when God says he's not going to do something, it's an oath. So when God says he is going to do something, it's an oath. Amar rav avuhud amar lav lav trei zimni. It's only if he says it twice. But amar hein hein trei zimni. It's the same thing with the yes, with the confirmation. We have another pasuk where God says there will never be another flood. So you need the two pasukim. Now it just follows that if you need the lav twice, you need the hain twice. Okay, I'm a kalel b'chulan. Back in the Mishnah, Rameir said that if you curse God using any of these names, you're chayav chacham say you're patur. Tana Rabbanan ish, ish ki kalalav nasacheto. If a man curses God, he's guilty. Matam and Lomar, why did it say that? It says if you curse using God's name, then you die. From that pasuk, I think you're only chayav if you use Shem HaMeforash. How do I know to include all sorts of other names of God? If a man curses Elohav, he's guilty. That's of course Rameir. Al Shem HaMeyuchad v'mita. If you use Shem Hashem, the Yud and the Hey, and the Vav and the Hey, then you chayav mitat. Alakunim bazara. If you use another name, then it's a violation without consequence. Kamakal vivimo. Same thing of cursing parents. So the Chachamim said, you're patur unless you use Shem Hashem. Man Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim there? Menachem Rabbi Yossi. Menachem Yossi Omer. Venokvo Shem Yumat. After the Parsha of the Mekalel, it says, Venokvo Shem Yumat. If you curse using Hashem's name, you die. Shame. Why did it say shame? They made a kalel avivimo. They tell you that another case of cursing, not just cursing God directly, but cursing parents, that also has to be b'shem Hashem. Kalel atzmo v'chaviro. If you curse yourself or another fellow, that's a lot. Yana v'divra kol. They hear a mer chacham agree. Atzmo. How do I know you can't curse yourself? Tichtiv. Hakisham el chashvan af shacham meot. You have to guard yourself carefully. You can't hurt yourself. V'yana rabbi yila. Anytime you find the word hishamer or shmor or pen or al, that creates a lotase. So hishamer lecha means there's a lotase against hurting yourself. Cursing yourself is hurting yourself. You can't curse a deaf person. Kalvachomer, of course, somebody who does hear. Okay, we said, good. Rav Kahana came to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kahana was in front of Rav Yehuda. He read the Mishnah as we have it. Amrlei kane. Rav Yehuda said to him, change the way you say it. Don't say yakecha, say yakenu, because it sounds like you're cursing me. Now one of the students was in front of Rav Kahana. V'yati v'ka'amar gam el yitatzcha lenetzach v'yachtecha v'yisachcha me'ol shereshcha meretz chaim selah. Terrible curse until him nun bet, related to doeg. And he just read the pasuk as is. Amarle kane. So Rav Kahana said to this student, modify the way you read the pasuk. Don't say el yitatzcha, but yitzenu. Tarte lamali, why do I need to hear both stories? I might think that we can change the person from second to third person in a Mishnah. Aval b'kray, when we're quoting a pasuk, ema lo machanina, we don't change it to make it sound nicer. We don't want to change the pasukim. Kamash malan. By the way, this is something that happens in our davening. For instance, in Shema Koleinu, we have the line from Tehillim, which is Al Tashlicheini Milfanecha. But we modify it to Al Tashlicheinu Milfanecha and put it into the plural. Okay, Al Yakecha Vivarcheka Vitevlecha Memrachai Vacham Botu. Meir says that if you curse somebody by implication, by saying, if you do what I want or do this thing, then God won't hurt you, implying that God will hurt you if you don't. Rameir says, Yechayav, Hava, Leit Rameir Mikhal Labe Tashur Me'ahin. But we know from the Mishnah and Kiddushin, Perakim, Mishnah Dalad, that Rameir does not accept the principle that Mikhal Labe Tashur Me'ahin. Meaning, you can't infer the positive from its negative, and therefore Rameir is the one who says, every condition has to be a doubled condition. Like Tmenei God of Neiruvain, if you do cross over, you get the land. If you don't cross over and fight, you don't get the land. So the answer that we give right now is epuch, which is mean right here we turn in our Mishnah Rav Meir and Chachamim inside out, because Rav Meir's position is well known in Kiddushin. We turn their positions inside out and say that it's Chachamim who say that Miklal Hayna Tashmei Alav and that you be chayiv for, and Rav Meir says you potter. I'm Rav Yosef, but the problem is, Ki at Rav Yitzchak, Tana Kenitnan. Rav Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, and he taught us the way we have the Mishnah, not the flip. Rav Yosef, Hashtad Anan Tanan Hachi, V'chi at Rav Yitzchak Tani Hachi. Our tradition was this one. Rav Yitzchak came and confirmed it from an Adav Katan. It must be that we had it right. So, Elakasha, now we have a problem with Rav Meir. The answer is, Ki late Leba Mamona. Where does Rav Meir say you need to double it over because we can't understand? The inverse, we can't apply the inverse, that's in Mamon. But when it comes to an oath or a curse, then he does accept that you can infer the opposite. That doesn't work, because Are Sota the Isurahu. Sota, and this is a famous case in that Sugyan Kiddushin, is a case of Isura. One of the challenges to Rav Meir in that Sugya is from Sota, where it just says, where the Kohen says to her, if you are not guilty, then you'll be cleansed from this. And he doesn't say, but if you're guilty, you won't be. And so Rav Tanchum Rochinelli saves the day by saying, if you look at the way the pasuk's written, it says hinaki, you could also read chinki, meaning alluding to you will die. I mean, you'll choke. So tamid echtiv hinki, but it's only because it says it that way. Halav hachi, halav atashomayahein lo amrinan. If it weren't for the fact that we have this extra word, this extra strange word, we would say you can't infer from the inverse. Even in the case of non-mamon. Ela epuch. We got to go back to flipping the Mishnah, and both Rav Yitzchak and our versions are going to be backwards. So, afilu b'yisura lately, because Rav Meir says, you never infer the negative from the positive. The Madhya Ravina Ravina challenges of Yisura lately. What do you mean? Rav Meir doesn't say you can infer it in Yisura? Hamiyata shtri anferi rosh b'mita. We know that the halacha is that if a kohen goes into the mikdash, drunk or with his head uncovered, he has chayav mita. Hachinamid late leramei. Rameir says he's not chayav mita. V'atnan elu shemita. We have a mishnah that says the following are chiyuv mita, and this is in Sanhedrin. Shtuye yayin ufrei rosh. And where do we know that from? Because the Torah says, don't drink anything and don't die, implying that if you do drink something, you will die. It doesn't say it explicitly. We have to go back to where we were and say we have to flip it. And the only challenge against the flip was Sota. When it comes to Yisurim, Rav Meir says, I can infer from the inverse. Shani Sota is different because Sota, although it's an Yisur, involves Mamon, which is the Ketubah. Therefore, there, Rav Meir really requires that both sides be given. Okay. We'll end here with the end of the parak. Hadron alach shvuat haidut. We're going to begin the parak shvuat ha-pikadon in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful